This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
A lovely morning, 9 minutes past eight, beautiful Monday. Good morning to you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. This morning, we'll be looking at the INEC supplementary election that held in various parts of the country, including River States and some of the local governments. And if you go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH, you find a very interesting question we're asking you there. Were you a part of the supplementary election? Did it hold in your local government area? Well, if it did, tell us, did you go out to vote? And if you did not, why? Quickly, we are going to encourage you to go on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH, and drop your comments. Share with us, if you did not vote, why did you not go out to vote? The reports we got was that there was a high level of low level of voter turnout. We'll be speaking with our correspondent first, who monitored the process in some of the local government areas. Emeka Otuka is going to join us via phone this morning. Hello, Mr. Emeka. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
All right, so quickly, talk to us about the supplementary election. First off, which of the local governments did you cover? Or which areas did you cover?
Okay, I was in Port Harcourt City local government area in the last Saturday supplementary election for Faja Federal Constituency 2 election. On that Saturday, the election was hit-free. There was no incidents of violence in any of the polling units and wards. But the only situation in that election was that the president did not come out as expected to cast their vote in that election. There was a high level of voter apathy, maybe probably because the main election has ended. This one is supplementary election. In some of the polling units where you have a voting strength of registered voters of about 700 and something, now as at 10 a.m. in the morning, while election started early as at 10 a.m. in the morning, you just have three persons that have voted, in some one persons, in some four persons, like that. So the INEC officials, some of them were even seen just fiddling with their phones and all of that. So people didn't come out for the election. And some parts of the place, there was not so no restriction of movement around the Krikrup area where we have some of the polling units. Normal business activities were just going on and all of that.
On the part of INEC, was there the arrival of materials? Did that happen timely? I mean, many would expect that because it's a supplementary election, it would be more effective.
Yes. INEC officials and materials arrived early at the polling units. In most of the polling units we went to, when we inquired to find out when they came out and all of that, some of them even came out before 7 a.m. in the morning and set up their booths and all of that. So it wasn't, and there was no, I think in my observation, there was no issue on the part of INEC in last Saturday election in Port Harcourt Federal Constituency 2.
So the major observation was just that we had voters not coming out in their numbers. And you think that would largely be because it's a supplementary election? Or you think maybe for some people, the complaint is, well, we came out before, we've come out to vote and we see how the process went. We're not comfortable with how the umpire organized the process. And it's why maybe they didn't come out. Did you get to speak to any of the voters to understand why?
That even in the governorship election, we also witnessed this voter party in some area as well. So I think the outcome of the presidential election may also have influenced the decision of some of the voters.
All right. Thank you very much, Emeka, for the information
for
speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you very much. You heard there from our correspondent, Emeka Otuka. We'll be speaking with my guest any moment from now. Chioma Choko is a political analyst and a legal practitioner. He will be joining us via telephone as well for this conversation in a matter of minutes. We'll try to establish contact with Chioma Choko any moment from now. So you just stay on the line. That would happen shortly. Meantime, share with us your own thoughts thoughts. If you go on Facebook, we're asking you, the supplementary election, did it hold in your local government, in your area? If it did you participate? If you did not, why? Let us know why. That would be the major question we need you to respond to on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook. On Twitter, it is Nigeria Info PH. You can call our phone numbers and let us know. 070-0923-0923. JJ is on the line from Rumigbo. Okay, we lost that call. Mufasa, and we lost that one as well. So 070-0923-0923. That is the number to call to be a part of the conversation this morning. If you try to get to us using that number and you can't, please do well to also use the WhatsApp portal 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That would be the WhatsApp portal. Did you participate in the supplementary election? If you did not, why? We would like to know. Share with us. But meanwhile, while we look at what the situation is like in Rivers State and the reports we got about voter apathy, you remember the situation in Adamawa State, which has made the news, and it's causing a lot of concern for people now, questioning the authenticity of how INEC follows, how much effective, I think that would be the right way to put it, are these guidelines from INEC. Happened in Adamawa has caused a lot of people to begin to ask certain questions of INEC and saying, what happened to guidelines that you set? Don't you follow them? And that became a major problem for Adamawa. If you remember, the resident electoral commissioner, Rec Yunusa Ari, declared the APC candidate, Dahiru Binani, the supplementary governorship election, winner of the election, even though, according to the guidelines, he doesn't have the powers to do so, but then he did. She's given a victory speech. The PDP, in a statement from his spokesperson, has demanded for the arrest of the REC officer from Adamawa. In the meantime, INEC also is supposed to have dissociated itself from that result, has nullified that announcement, and the REC officer is supposed to appear before the INEC panel today. That's the situation. In fact, one of the national commissioners of INEC was harassed and during the elections as well in Adamawa State. INEC National Commissioner Festus Okoye told newsmen that two national commissioners deployed to the state were beaten. One of them was stripped naked. Okoye also said that the resident electoral commissioner in Adamawa has arrived at Abuja over an invalid declaration. That's what they've called that declaration, invalid, of Aisha Binani Dahiru of the APC, winner of the election. That's where we are with the situation on the in Adamawa State. Let's get on to my guest, Choma Choko, who's a legal practitioner, a political analyst. Mr. Choko, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Andrew. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And just permit me to add congratulations to on your the success of your wedding ceremony. Big congratulations. And you also escaped a car accident, which is, we're happy for that as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for your concern.
All right. So quickly, share with us, constitutionally, what does the law say about who announces a result? The argument now is that, well, the REC, according to INEC guidelines, doesn't have the powers to be the person to announce that what the announcement he made. INEC has even called that announcement, a declaration, invalid. Some people would argue that, well, is there any part of the Constitution that says that this is who must announce it or this is who must announce that? So, What's, from a legal perspective, what's your view on this?
Okay, I will have to be very direct in responding to the above question. But in doing that, I may want to add that people must understand the validity, the potency, the authenticity, the rigidity of the kind of constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria which we practice. And we claim that we are in a democratic setting. Now, the Constitution, as a matter of fact, declared in Section 1, Sub 3, that any act that is in contravention with the provisions of the law is to the extent of its inconsistency declared null and void. Now, people must understand that the Electoral Act 2022 is not standing on its own. The Electoral Act is a fallout, has its validity from the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. So anything that must be done in line with either the Electoral Act or the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. In reacting to the question above, very directly, Section 25 of the Electoral Act 2022 takes care of the declaration of results from the polling units down to the presidential election. Now, the way it goes is that results from the polling units are announced by the polling unit officers, who directly sends same to the World Coalition officers, who also announces the results of the entire world. Assuming, let's say, in my local government, my own world, which is what this. It is the unit agent that announces the result from the unit down to the World Coalition officer, down to the LGA returning officer, senatorial returning officer, and the gubernatorial returning officer, as it were. Are you with me?
Yeah, go ahead. Mr. Choco, go on.
By that singular provision.
Hello, Mr. Choco, can you just come back again from the gubernatorial returning officer? That's where we heard, that's the last we got from you. All right, I think we're having slight issues with the service providers now.
Hello, sir.
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you now,
hello,
Choco. Yes. So you were at the gubernatorial returning officer.
Yes, now, down to the gubernatorial returning officer. Section 25 made it crystal clear that the persons who are entitled, constitutionally empowered to announce results, and in certain designated areas, results are not announced everywhere. Results of elections are announced in designated areas. That of the polling unit is announced at the polling unit. That of the ward is announced at the ward coalition area. That of the LGA is announced at the LGA coalition center. That of the state is also announced at the state coalition office. And that of the national is announced at the national coalition center, in which case it's always the what is it called, the ICC, something, international conference center, Abuja, and all that. Now, look at what played out in Adamawa State yesterday. Between the entire parties and resident officer, returning officers, and let me even say, national or INEC officers, to return to the coalition office by 11 o'clock. Now, at exactly 9 a.m., this particular person, being the resident officer, who by law does not even enjoy the powers to make certain pronouncements with respect to the pronouncement of election results, proceeded and announced the result of.
Hello, Mr. Choco.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. So, yes, go on. You said proceeded and made the announcement.
Yes. Proceed.
All right. We understand. We have a short commercial coming now. We have a very short commercial coming. So perhaps we'll just go for that commercial, come back, and we'll continue with the conversation in a matter of minutes. Just about 1 or 2 minutes, that would be, we'll be done with that commercial. But then let's get, yes, hear your thoughts. You can send in your opinion and contributions to us on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. The issue of voter apathy has been talked about. Many said it marred the election, especially in Rivers State, for areas where the elections, supplementary elections held. So let us know, if you were a part of the election, did you vote? If you did not, why? Well, you heard from Emeka Otuka, correspondent, and some of the reasons he gave. Well, we also experienced a bit of low voter turnout during the governorship election. Maybe it's a function of what happened during the presidential election. We'll talk about all of this and more when we return. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 29 minutes past 8, we're still here on the Morning Crossfire, and we're looking at the INEC supplementary election that held on Saturday last week in some parts of the country, Rivers State inclusive. The issue in Adamawa is one that has made the headlines and would linger for a while. And so, INEC has said that that announcement that was made by the REC, it is invalid. That declaration is invalid. We'll wait and see what the panel says at the end of the day. Meanwhile, for some of us who had the supplementary election hold in our local government areas, did you participate? And if you did not, why did you not participate? Let us know on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. So I get back. Yes, Mr. Choko is with us back on the line. So you were trying to analyze the situation before we went on that commercial, especially the situation in Adamawa State, yeah?
Yes. Now, I was saying that from my analysis, it is lawfully the responsibility of the returning officer of each of the states to announce the gubernatorial election results. It is not that of the resident electoral officer, because by law, it is crystal clear as to who the law has assigned that responsibility to. So for me, if anything goes on the contrary, respect to the provision of Section 25 of the Electoral Act that has made it clear as to who announces the results of each of, from the polling unit down to the presidential election, then that election result, to the extent of its declaration, shall be found to be unworthy of its...
What is the duty of the resident electoral, the REC officer?
When the REC officer is always there, like every other officer that is also there, the REC officer is there to ensure that the responsibilities that are assigned to each of the INEC officials are carried out in line with the constitutional provision. It is not to declare election results. It is those who have primary evidence, that is direct results, direct eyewitness of each of the results that is being made. Let's say from the polling unit, it is the polling unit that witnesses the casting of that unit, the results that are casted in that unit, down to the ward. It is the ward that created, who announced it, down to the LGA. It is the LGA that witnessed how the result in that local government is being carried out, down to the gubernatorial. So in this instance, it is the electoral officer that all the entire results that have been collated by each of the local government has been assigned to or transferred to, transmitted to, that has the responsibility to make such declaration, and not the resident electoral officer who sits at the collation unit, the collation center, as a matter of fact, to also supervise over the activities of this person. It is not to declare results. Right. It is just like asking a ward collation officer to declare results in the local government.
All right. Quickly, many people have said, well, the problem in INEC might not be the commission, but some individuals who might be corrupt or are acting in obedience to some political gladiators, a political party. And many now are pointing fingers and saying, this, what is happening within INEC now with regards to Adamawa State is just an example to confirm that. Otherwise, why wouldn't the REC know what his responsibility is or what his role is and decided to go beyond that responsibility? How does this now make INEC look, and how does this now, what does this do to the image of INEC? I mean, after the presidential election, a lot of Nigerians lost interest and lost faith completely in the commission. This seemed to almost want to make that even worse. What's your thoughts on it?
You see, when you say a lot of Nigerians, I think I'm the number one person that has actually lost interest in the electioneering processes of Nigeria. Where yesterday, I was reading through the pages of newspaper. I saw where Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala made similar comments that Nigerians, as a matter of fact, have lost interest in the entire administration of Nigeria in its entirety. But then, bringing it down to your question, the truth of the matter remains that our problem has never been the institutional structures. No. I will tell people when they say go and make new laws, our problem has never been insufficient laws. If you look at it now, the Electoral Act, as a matter of fact, captures the punishment for the offense for which this resident electoral officer has committed. But if you look at it, the punishment is minor, because I look at it to be that the offenses of electoral fraud should be as weighty as that of murder, because it is like transferring the life of a person to another person. Our problem has never been insufficient institution. Our problem has never been not building gigantic buildings to accommodate these institutions. No, look at our problem is not INEC as a legal person, but those who are manning the legal person has always been our problem. So if you look at it, it is differential, it is respective, it is attached to a particular person. The resident electoral officer that announced that of Abia, that Abians are rejoicing, is also an associate, a body attached to INEC. So if you look at it, if you want to conclude that the problem of Nigerian INEC is INEC at the present, then you'll be wrong, because that woman deserves her responsibilities to the
But interestingly, sorry to interrupt you.
By the vote.
Sorry to interrupt you. Now, with Abia State and what she had said at the time, she even made allegations of some people who threatened some things that were said to her, some people from within even the commission, some people from outside the commission. Sad enough, it's almost as though we haven't seen the commission talk about investigating its internal system.
And my dear brother, that is even where my worry lies. While I was looking at Section 26 and 120 that talks about the punishment as it were, and I look at it, I said, despite the very lenient punishment that is attached to this very weighty and heavy offenses, the commission cannot even come up to say we want to pursue this person. The commission has never done it. We have never heard on the pages of newspaper or read on the pages of newspaper that those persons who threaten the woman that discharged her responsibilities according to her oath of office as enshrined in that Section 26. That talks about the oath, that you must decide your oath of office in line with the Constitution of the Republic of Nigeria and that of the Electoral Act. Nobody has come out to say who are the persons that threatened, who are even the persons that attempted to bribe those questions that have been swept under the carpet. So that is to tell you that these laws are there as a mere signpost directing only those that the government have enjoyed their interest to pursue again. Once you are in line with the agreement of the government, nothing happens to you. Once you go in disagreement with the provisions of the government dictate, then the government comes against you. Like they are now, they've always been against them, they cannot know that. So that is the problem. It is not as if there are not those who are committing offenses, electoral offenses that are weighty. The mere fact that you have even threatened this person. Look at the way and manner these two other persons were molested yesterday. Who will go against them?
The two commissioners.
They are in agreement with the government decision. So nobody comes against them. But if Lana goes on the street, steals a cube of Maggi from the store, the law will come against us because we have nobody to speak for us.
I wish we could continue, Choco. There's still a lot more. All right, let's just throw one more question before you go. Before we got to you, we had spoken with a correspondent who was on the field to observe some of the polling units during the supplementary elections in Rivers State. And one major issue that was raised was the low turnout of voters. What's your view to this?
Maybe you are not aware. Let me also remind you as a candidate, let me also remind you that I was a candidate in the last completed election. And assuming maybe I was found within these areas where these elections were counted, I would tell you, even as a candidate, I wouldn't have the guts, the temerity, the joy to come out to vote. Because it is impossible for you to tell the bad people that all the 34 House of Assembly candidates are contested under the party of PDP are all good. It is not done anywhere. Now the question is, how did they all emerge as winners? How did they all? I am not saying there are no better candidates from PDP. No, I am saying it and I will say it a million times. But certain areas, certain local governments should have been won by other credible candidates. But the question is, how did it happen that only PDP candidates emerged in all the assembly constituencies? So that could be part of the reason for which you have found the people not longer willing to express the engagement as to who represents them in the coming both state and national elections, because they've lost interest. People are no longer happy. They are not happy with the outcome of the just concluded election. That's why you've been the low dollar. And I want to believe that they have done it their own way. It is good for them. It is good for Rivers people. Like I spoke to my people yesterday, I told them what you should be praying now is that those persons who have been selected or elected through this means should be the people that will give Rivers people the choice they desire, the best of leadership and administration they desire come 2023 through 2027. At this moment, it will be very hard for us to even obtain it. Even from our court, I will tell you in all sincerity, that is why you saw what you witnessed yesterday.
You just mentioned the court, and you are a lawyer. Some people have said, well, the how quick and how easy it was for the commission, especially during the presidential election, to say go to court is something that should cause some people to raise eyebrows. And you have just said, well, it will be difficult to upturn even if you go to our courts. What is the role of the judiciary in ensuring that democracy is upheld and the electoral process is sanitized?
I will tell you, why understanding that the judiciary as an arm of government, which I'm also part of, has actually not protected to the highest order the interests of the members of the public. I will tell you that the Electoral Act is such that does not favor applicants. That is candidates that have been declared to be the losers of an election. The Electoral Act does not protect their interests. It favors majorly and the person that has been declared the winner. The person who is coming as an applicant has 99% responsibility because there is a presumption of valid results at the moment these results are declared by INEC. So it takes only, it is just like the proverbial injunction in the Bible that for a rich man to go to heaven, it is like a cow passing through the eye of a needle. For an election to be upturned, it's like a cow passing through the eye of a needle. I am not telling you that it's impossible, but I'm telling you that the bottleneck procedure is such that only God and maybe experts in this field can come to tell you that yes, indeed, this can actually be done. But it's always difficult. And I want to tell you, the judiciary too, as a matter of fact, they are not helping matters. I wanted to file as a candidate election petition, but there is a security cost that is placed at the cost of 1 million naira. At the cost of 1 million naira at the River State Judiciary, where a candidate has to deposit 1 million naira before your petition will be assigned or accepted.
What is this something that was put in place by the judiciary, or how did...
Originally, it was 250,000. But in 2023, it skyrocketed to 1 million naira. So you can...
How? What was the process? How did it get to 1 million? And why? Why would you have to deposit such an amount of money?
I wasn't part of the decision maker. So how they arrived at 1 million, that I may not say. But go to the judiciary and find out if what I'm telling you is not the truth. It is 1 million naira for security cost.
To file your petition?
Yes. And that 1 million probably I do not have. So I elected to abandon it for that sake. So the interest of my people, the interest of my voters, were murdered at the altar of the 1 million.
All right, Mr. Choko, thank you very much. We're already running out of time. Interesting conversation. A lot more questions, of course, but perhaps when we get to have you in the studio some other time, we might discuss more on these issues. Once again, thank you very much. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. I'm pretty sure you followed the conversation and heard some of the things that my guest had to say. Well, I wouldn't want to say too much. I'll just resort to opening the phone lines and taking your messages on WhatsApp and on Facebook. Remember, be a part of the conversation on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, send your messages to 0809-030-6416. We're having slight issues with the phone lines at the moment. Still trying to get it done. Our engineers are working on it. So we might have to settle with your WhatsApp messages. So if you call the numbers and you can't get through, please do well to use the WhatsApp portal. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. Okay, we're up. Braid is in Borough Cree. Braid, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes, if you heard what Chairman just narrated, the judiciary is the problem of this country. Neither becoming hope of the country, becoming a problem to the country, whereby somebody has a litigation in the court, we pay 1 million naira as a security fee before you can file in your matter. For me, it's aberration. It's a serious concern to the citizenry. And you see where INEC REC has declared a result. That should be able to show you that the INEC is not really doing what the people has voted at the various units. And now you see that something has gone underground by the REC and the returning officer. I believe that there is a serious division between among them. And if not, tell me, how would a REC officer go and release the results where a returning officer is on ground? Something is fundamentally wrong with our electoral system. You hear what the former minister said, that our election has no value anymore in the world. So Nigeria is really going backwards when you look at the country. Look at 1993 election. I see that bringing this diva, it will really showcase Nigerian election. Concerning 1993 June election, this will be a murder of all election, but it has murdered Nigerian election. That is where we are. It's really
right,
a bad story where 32 seats will be won by PDP in this country, in River State. It's an aberration of the law.
Thank you very much, Muriel is in Okrika. Muriel, good morning.
Hello, it's Tommy. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Muriel.
Yes, I'm Muriel on the line.
Go on.
See, I'm particularly interested in the part where your guest said that why must all the seats be won by the PDP candidates? But actually, there was an election, and we cannot just say INEC did not conduct an election. It was a selection. There was clearly an election. So is your guest trying to say that out of sympathy, they should have just selected some members from other parties and given them so that there will not be suspicion or something? He said, how can it be that at least they would have considered one person, at least other political parties would have won one or two seats? It was not a selection process, it was an election. And he also clearly from his statement, he has lost faith, maybe he said he's a lawyer, he has lost faith in the judiciary. And you asked him a question, that the 1 million naira that they put there on ground, that before your petition will be signed, who put that law on ground? Is it the lawyers, or is it INEC or the police? Who is the person in charge of that? He did not answer it, and I really want to know, CME.
Thank you, Muriel. I think he did. He says he's not in the decision-making arm of part of the judiciary. Yes, the judiciary, but then there are levels. We have the NJC and then the other. So perhaps he's not among, he doesn't sit at that table where these decisions are being made. And that was what his response was to that situation. Michael is in Borough Cree. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
I think what really happened is it's just all about the voters' apathy. It's not even because it's a supplementary election. Because I worked as a doctor all through the presidential, the governorship, the and to this particular one.
Mm.
So what I noticed is just without that party. And I also blame the Nigerian police, because in this part of town, during or before or after the during or before the election, there was movement going on. You see me? Serious movement. And on Friday night, I heard when the IG gave an order that there should be movement restriction from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. You see me? During when we were at the RAC Center's Moscow Road, I was surprised. People were commercial vehicles. We are doing their business. Creek Road was fully loaded. So I blame the police to have allowed people to move about, because Nigerians, as we are, most of us, need force to be applied on us for us to do what is right. So I won't blame INEC for the voters' apathy. I won't blame INEC totally for the voters' apathy. I also blame the police to have allowed people to move about, to do whatever they like.
So let's understand your point, Michael. So are you saying that if the police had enforced fully, in your view, the restriction or order placed on movement, then more people would have come out to vote?
No, I'm not saying if NCF has restricted people would have come out. Like, if I'm to put it on the scale of 10 now, INEC could take 8 or 7. Police would take 2 or 3, as the case may apply.
Okay.
But the thing is that there was voter flag in my unit, we had 823 people on the voter list. Only 10 people came out to vote. 10 at the load of pool at 2:30. 10 seconds came out. And it was one particular party that won that. So right. I will blame the INEC and the police, not just INEC itself.
All right, thank you very much, Michael. Promise is in Rumo Dumaya. Promise, good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
Morning to you.
Let me debunk the statement of our guest in the studio and our barrister. Election, like our sister said, is not election. It is not election. You must do the right thing. I think has done the needful and the winner has emerged. This is not a community organization where you appoint people. This is what we call election that has to do with the mind and the will of the people. Then the Adamawa election, my brother, INEC, nobody should blame INEC. If one individual has messed up, that doesn't mean INEC has messed up. Look at what happened in Abia State. The woman told us that she was bribed, but she sticks to the and adhered to the constitution and the law of INEC, and she announced the rightful winner, even when she was even when they were trying to bribe her. She refused. So thank you, my brother. It is not election. It is election. And right. A good promise from Rumo Dumaya.
Okay, promise. Thank you very much. Let's see some of the messages on Facebook. The major concern for people would be whether that electoral process, that election was done according to the stipulated guidelines and it was free and fair. That would be the concern, because some people, the opinion would be if they believe that if it is free or fair, then a particular political party might not have won all the seats. So the implying that if a particular political party won all the seats, then perhaps was this process really free and fair would be the question. Whether it's possible for one political party to win all the seats, well, you cannot rule out the probability of that happening. Whether the chances will be low or high, that's another conversation, because people will decide that, whether one political party has all the candidates that are good enough to win all the seats in the state as it stands. Whether it's at the State House of Assembly or the National House of Assembly, wherever, whether that's the case, the people will decide. But whether the process that these people came out from was credible and was seen as credible would also be another thing that should be looked at. Enehe Shuaibu says, I don't come out because INEC themselves contradict the results announcement in Adamawa as a case study. Amechi Obiora says, INEC should be very careful with the way they handle election issues in this country. King Boy Ayana Ugu says, what we are seeing in Nigeria today under the leadership of this APC government is called, that is called election in 21st century. It's not good. I think the people should be allowed to choose leaders that they can hold accountable. Basi says, we can't be taking any more calls, unfortunately, because we're already out of time. Basi Inyong says, even if selection is conducted in my living room, I will simply leave and return when they finish. Ikechukwu Sterling says, democracy is not being practiced. That's why I didn't come out to vote. Abi King Ugochukwu says, I didn't come out to vote because the one I voted for was an exercise in futility. I've lost hope in the electoral process of this country. Thank God Ability says, your guest is wondering how PDP won all the elections in River State. Why PDP won in the 20 local government area states as a result of developmental strides of the governor? Rivers people have spoken through their PVCs. Well, who are the Rivers people then complaining if all Rivers people have spoken? The people who are complaining, are they not Rivers people? Kashaku says, I did not come out because our votes don't count in this country. Standard George says, the whole of INEC board should be dissolved. They are failed Nigerian citizens. And Kenneth Danny said, what? Okay, I can't get that part. Let's let that be. Okay, on Twitter too, let's see if we can take a few of your comments there as we attempt to wrap things up here on the Morning Crossfire. Okay, at Real Godfather 46 says, the experience of the 25th February and 18th March elections respectively dashed the hope of many. Some families are still counting their losses. Some are still in the hospitals. The political class have taken back and are taking 16 years back. At Dick Chase says, okay, that's not for me. All right, I think that's the most we can take for this morning. Thank you guys very much. At the end of the day, somebody says, thank God everything that concerns elections has come and gone. Now we can go about our businesses peacefully. But we have the tribunals around. Let's just see how that one plays out and what the judiciary does with it. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning.